You're a part of the revolution.
It's the Smart Way Dalton Behring fifth quarter fan reaction.
The place where we want to hear from Big Orange Country about today's game. To get online now,
865-200-5402.
865-200-5402.
And now, let's get to your host, Tony Basilio.
Vols win 52-21, a punt return, a kickoff return in the same game. Tennessee scores every which way imaginable. Puts half a hundy on the Kentucky Wildcats after trailing 7-0. If you're good at math, that means Tennessee outscored them 52-14 when it counted, when it mattered. And on a Saturday night up in Lexington, a crazy game has broken out in Philadelphia. Boy, what a great day of college football from pillar to post today, including a Tennessee victory as the Vols come back after a what could be termed a disappointment in Alabama, saw Florida today essentially lock up the East, but came out, took care of business tonight with the Cats in Kentucky, and we've got a ton to talk about, including that horrendous targeting call on Mosley. But there is an appeal process, and hopefully cooler heads are going to prevail. Hopefully Butch Jones gets up on that podium and says, that is not acceptable, because I'm going to tell you something, that is not acceptable. So we've got a lot to talk about today, very little bit of time to get there. It is going to be an amazing, amazing night, an absolutely amazing night. And with about 13 minutes to go in tonight's game, there was nobody, Jim Hess, left. Except for the Tennessee fans that brave the elements, brave Keeneland. That's how you beat somebody. You take them behind the woodshed and you layeth, the smacketh, the downeth, the on them. Tony Basilio reporting on your Smart Way Dalton Behring Hydraulic fifth quarter fan reaction. The place where you are the star of the game, the place where we give you more. I was referencing the huge night in college football because tonight's game did not happen in a vacuum. There have been some absolutely incredible things tonight that have gone on in college football. Miami scored on a 75-yard, 8-lateral kickoff return with time expired after getting beat 58-0 last night. Yeah, that happened. Maybe the craziest ending in the history of a college football game. What Tennessee did tonight is they did not give Kentucky life. It took Kentucky till the second quarter to make a first down. There were the first three drives, they could not breathe. Tennessee completely overwhelmed them. Kirkland played well tonight. Tennessee secondary played well tonight. Tennessee was physical at the point of attack defensively. And then they came out after a Kentucky score, and lo and behold, they went deep to Malone, and that broke the game open. That broke the game open. So much to digest here tonight. We'll go inside the numbers. We'll talk about some of the key numbers. For Tennessee, an absolutely amazing, amazing, amazing night. And it's great to get the hammer out on somebody. Evan Berry ties a Tennessee record with 3 kickoff return touchdowns in a season. Willie Gault is the last guy to do it. Leonard Scott back in 1999 is the last Tennessee Vol with a 100-yard kickoff return. I've got that one unofficially at 104 like they do in the NFL. He took that thing a good 4 yards deep in the end zone and said, "You people are kicking to me? Are you kidding me? You going to mess with me? You want to mess with me?" It was beautiful, man. It was beautiful. So we're going to have some fun tonight. Let me know what you're dressed as when you get on here tonight. So great to dominate somebody. So great to dominate somebody. Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. Let's get our call in here, our first call of the night. Hello on the Smart Way. Dalton Behring Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction, the place where you're the star of the game, and yes, we are taking phone calls. Hello and welcome.
That was beautiful, Tony.
Yeah.
And absolutely beautiful. Just to beat them, stomp them in the face. Will you sing the song tonight, Tony? You're always Kentucky to me.
If I had the lyric somewhere, I'd sing it to you, but I don't have it anywhere. I don't know what happened to that. I got to find that.
It's got to be somewhere in the archives. I mean, that was just a statement game. We just smashed them. That's what's supposed to happen.
And they're always going to be Kentucky. Yeah. They're always going to be Kentucky. I was sitting there with Jerry Glanville Thursday at the sushi spot, and Coach Glanville says to me, he says, why didn't anybody in this town talk about the Kentucky game? I said, Coach, you'll see Saturday night why nobody talks about them. You'll see why. You will see why, Coach, nobody talks about them. And that is exactly why nobody talks about them.
That's horrible. The Mosley thing, that was the most out of a season full of horrendous calls, Tony, that may take the cake.
Here's my thing with college replay, okay? College replay is such that not only do they not get the call right, they don't get the call right. How many times do we see that? What's the point in replaying that? If you want to call that on the field, okay, call it on the field. I got that. I think we all have that.
I mean, if drunk Brent Musburger can see that wasn't targeting, then you would think an SEC official could see it in super slow-mo. I mean, just absolutely ridiculous. Really great seeing them, the first family of Tennessee football with another Barry just making unbelievable plays. So, not a whole lot for me to talk about. I'm listening to you guys unpack it. We'll sit here and watch your Temple Owls take it to the Domers.
It's beautiful, isn't it, man?
Oh, they're frothing right now, Tom. They're going in and take the lead.
It's pretty beautiful. Thank you, Robbie. Good talking to you. Go the Temple Owls at 7-7. It's 17 all. It's a third down, Temple with the ball in Notre Dame territory. I never dreamed in a million years that game would be right there. It's why college football is crazy. It's why we love this stuff. You know why we love this stuff? Because truly, Tennessee can look at Temple. They can look at Florida this year and say we were two or three plays away from that this season. And mean it. And truly mean that. That's why college football is the best sport on the planet. People say, why do you love college football? Because of this. Because Temple right now doesn't have a kid that was recruited by Notre Dame. But you just don't know. You got to go play the game. 865-200-5402. And with Tennessee, one of the things that's maddening about the game we love so much is that call on Mosley. It's one thing to call that on the field, as I was saying with Robbie, before I interrupted my own train of thought. It's quite another, altogether, to turn around and to look at that on replay and clearly not get it right. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. So let's go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. Smart Way, Dalton Behring Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. The place where we want to hear from you at 865-200-5402. That's 865-200-5402. And I encourage you to tell a friend. They're going to tell two friends and so on and so on. We've documented so many great nights of football here. And we're about to watch one as Temple, a tight end, just made a catch. They're going to have a third and short coming up. Temple is giving it their all for the Volunteers tonight up in Philadelphia. And I got to tell you here, I'm kind of pinching myself because as a kid, I used to go to Temple football games and sit around 5,000-6,000 people. They almost disbanded their program a couple years ago. This will be a really embarrassing loss for Brian Kelly tonight if this happens. If this holds up and this happens, which I don't think it's going to hold up, I don't think it's going to happen. College football is a crazy game. How is Florida? I mean, I'm not going to belabor this on a night when Tennessee looked the way they did, but it's even more to the point. We're so damn good. There's so much raw talent there. Does a night like tonight make you mad? Does it make you joyful? Does it make you happy for the future? Does it make you wonder what we could be going to Atlanta right now? It didn't have to be this hard. Dalton Behring, ladies and gentlemen, Bet the Business, providing exceptional service, unbeatable prices. Let me tell you something. Domestic and import hydraulic cylinders and components, they got it. Worldwide distribution, they got it. Website online at daltonhydraulic.com, they got it. Anything that makes mobile components work, including my bearings, they got it. And drop balls out in the flat, Temple has that. We've seen it here. You got to make plays. You got to make plays in winning time. Let's go to the phones. 865-200-5402. This is absolutely incredible tonight, the way Tennessee just overwhelmed and demolished Kentucky. That was a major league showing of power and precision by the Vols. Back to the phones we go. On a night where Josh Dobbs, quite frankly, struggled throwing the football. Try to digest that, and Tennessee still scored 52 points. He was not accurate tonight. You could make the case that bad Dobbs came out to play for a decent part of that game. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome.
Hey, Tony, you know it's pretty cool. Is SEC, we got our little George Quarles Bowl in today with Hugh Freeze going against Gus Malzahn.
Yeah, the high school coaches, that's right.
Yeah. Probably two of the best coaches in the conference. Hey, but you know what, Tony? I was getting ready to take up for Butch Jones, but I figured I'd just call in and rip him. Because if I didn't call in and rip Butch, I wouldn't be myself, would I?
What? How are you going to rip a guy after a game like that? You're going to have a short phone call, brother. I got news for you if you do that.
Well, why did it take so long to get Dorman
well,
in the
game? Well, that's a good point.
And then when you get him in the game, you don't let him throw a pass.
He would have been in middle of the third quarter with me.
And why is John Kelly not playing more? I mean, that guy, that kid is obviously a great player. What's wrong with having three running backs? Of course, I understand if you can't get, if you're not a smart enough play caller with your offensive coordinator to get Alvin Kamara more than four carries.
Kamara, he is a scary, scary athlete, man. He's a scary proposition tonight. Tennessee's full-out attack was on full-out display tonight because when Hurd took that one ball up the gut and ran over that safety, that freshman safety, and said, son, you're eight games into your career. I want to welcome you in my own little way. And then they come back with Kamara in a subsequent series, and he hits a 65-yarder. I mean, they are lightning and thunder.
Hey, Tony, when Hurd ran over that kid, it reminded me of Herschel Walker running over Bill Baker.
I'm telling you, this guy is a special big league. And people say, you harp on running the ball between the tackles. You see why when you watch him tonight. He's insane.
And Tony, if we could get Kamara some more touches and mix John Kelly in there, nobody could stop us.
I'm telling you, we have so much raw talent on offense. And here's the thing about tonight. Dobbs wasn't sharp, and they scored 52 points. Now, granted, three touchdowns came from one was a turnover, and two, a punt and a kickoff return. But still, Tennessee's just an explosive football team with great athletes all over the place.
Hey, Tony, when they didn't put Dormandy in there, I was wondering if he had just told him, said, look, don't burn my red shirt. Just leave me out because I'm going to TCU. What do you think about that?
Well, he played. Russell Smith, what do you say about Dormandy? What do you say about when they should have gotten Dormandy in? When should we have seen him? Russell Smith.
Probably at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
But You know, the situation is though they're not going to let him throw because they're just running out the clock. So
right. So why not put him in there when you can run your offense in the third?
Or why not redshirt him?
Here's what I like about the great coaches. The great coaches, they don't run the score up, but when they put their backup players in there, they're like, hey, these guys have worked their butt off in practice all year long.
I've always been of that mindset. You let your guys play. Let your guys play.
We're going to run our offense.
Yep.
I'm not going to hamstring these guys.
Always been my mindset that if you practice for me, like Spurrier used to say, hey, if you have a problem with it, you go stop it. And it's really, really, really well put. But, Cheek, you're too negative. You're out of here. Let's go back to our phones. I'm going to get Bino in here, who's in a celebratory mood tonight. Bino, you're in a celebratory mood tonight. And, Bino, I'm thrilled to death with what college football brought me, today. I'm thrilled with the way Tennessee responded to that loss last week. They crushed somebody. I'm thrilled with the way Temple, is playing tonight. And I'm thrilled as well, Bino, with some of the crazy finishes we've seen around college football, including Michigan, Minnesota, and some of the other insanity that's out there, Bino.
Yeah, you know, Tony, the last 2 weeks, when you just look at the slate prior to the games being played, you know, in the last 2 weeks, we've only had two total games, that were ranked opponents playing each other. But it never fails to give you more drama than the slate suggests that it should. Last week was a good week of college football. This week's a good week of college football. And the truth is, a bad week of college football beats the daylights out of whatever comes in second.
Bino, your thoughts on Tennessee, Kentucky tonight, and then we'll go to the phones. There's nothing really to complain about. Now, Jeek found something, but there's really nothing to complain about after tonight.
You know, Tony, it was a scary situation going in. A lot of people were afraid of it, justifiably so. The move up on the schedule for Kentucky, where we were going to play a more fortified Kentucky football team and one that wasn't as beaten down as we're accustomed to seeing, a night game up there in race season, their big play capability against our defense that's given up a lot of big plays, I don't think that we could have asked for anything better than what we got out of our football team tonight, and they gave us an opportunity to turn this season into something that we can look at and say is a step forward in the program. It was a great night.
I love seeing the firepower on display, Bino. That's what I really love. I love it when a team like Tennessee flexes its muscles and shows you all that team speed and that recruiting prowess, and those guys get out there and you just see athletes making plays. It's a beautiful thing.
While it's on my mind, Tony, and I'll shut up and we'll go to callers here, I think Dormady should have been in one series before he was, but in defense of the staff, we never put our offense on the field in the third quarter except for the first possession. We never walked out there again in the third quarter until right toward the end. They may have just wanted Josh to get just another series because he basically didn't play any in the third quarter.
Back to our phones we go, 865-200-5402. Russell Smith is here. He's got a new show he's launching on Sunday. Butch Jones on the Mosley ejection. Only so many things I can say. We'll do everything we can to state our case. And he says, Emmanuel Mosley feels awful about it, but we will do everything we can to state our case. They'll overturn that. There's no doubt in my mind they'll overturn that. And really, that's an egregious play. And my problem with replay, Bino, the entire time is, was, and always will be that they continually get it wrong when they look at the videotape, because not only wasn't it targeting, but it was a fumble. And in a close game, we're having a real conversation about that right now.
Yeah, Tony, like I've told you, I like it in the NFL and nowhere else, because the NFL seems to be the only place that it works. It certainly doesn't work in college football, although I haven't seen the play yet, Miami may beg to differ.
Back to the phones we go. Let's get our next call in. Smartway, Dalton Behring Hydraulic. Fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello and welcome.
D. Brady.
Yes, hello. Go ahead.
Tony, what's up? Bino, how you doing, bro?
Hello, Brady. How are you?
Sir, I'm doing well. Just to touch up on what you were talking about on that, that replay with Mosley. That was the shortest replay in SEC history. I think they took a total of 15 seconds to relook at that. That mind was set up, before they ever went to the booth. In fact, I probably think the field judge probably, if he has the power to, he went above and beyond the guy up in the booth. That was horrible.
You know, Brady, I understand. Look, brain injuries are a real thing in that game. College, pro, high school, what have you. Dangerous game. Guys are bigger than they were when we were kids, and guys are getting bigger and bigger. I totally get it. And I say err on the side of caution and make guys safer. Russell Smith, when you go to the booth and you see that it was a perfectly clean hit, it's egregious to throw a kid out of a game. I mean, if you think about it, that kid, if he stays here 4 years, gets 50 chances to go on a college field. You going to throw him out for a half and he's not injured?
Yeah, and I don't even know that his helmet touched the Kentucky player. It was all shoulder, maybe some of the side of the helmet, but the crown, the top of the helmet, it wasn't even close.
It was
just an absurd call.
There's no intent. There's no nothing there.
I mean, if he wanted to, back in the old days, really obliterate him, I mean, he could have led with the helmet, and he could have knocked that kid into next Tuesday. But he pulled up, he basically stopped and just kind of leaned into him.
I love it. We're making the game safer for these kids. I like it.
Tony, next order of business, I want to just go ahead and give props out. We kicked a 44-yard field goal tonight, good enough. Kicked a lot of extra points, didn't miss a one, okay. Let's move on. It has been at least a decade since we have seen Tennessee tee the ball up and flat out beat somebody's brains in every phase of the game, which I, under the Butch Jones regime, I think this has been the best. It's been the best our special teams has been in my lifetime.
I think that's right. We did a poll on the TV show a couple weeks ago called the Tony Awards. My vote for Assistant Coach of the Year at the midway point of the season is Mark Elder, who handles Tennessee special teams. And if you take the missed field goals away in a few games, the return game has been scintillating. The return coverage has been, for the most part, terrific. They have been just flat out great. Let's just call it what they are. They have been flat out great, and they have done Bad News Cafego and General Nealon proud. They've done my friend Johnny Majors proud. That is the way we are accustomed to seeing special teams played at this school.
How about your best friend, Philip Fulmer? Did you do him proud?
I don't know, because his special teams really weren't that special, so that's why I didn't include him, even though he had great talent. They weren't! Brady, his return games, for all the talent he had, they were never like this.
Tony, this is a victorious night. How many national championship rings does he don?
I didn't ask you how many. Now, we're talking about special teams, right? Bino, jump in here. The special teams tonight, aren't they better than they were during Fulmer's era?
We're supposed to be celebrating tonight.
Bino?
Yeah, I am celebrating. I believe our special teams probably have made the biggest step up of any unit on the squad over this past decade when we've struggled.
Tony, as we move forward, I want to also throw props out from a linebacker from a place I got to watch a few games while he was up there in Indianapolis, Junior Kirkland, the Darren, we'll call him. Man, talent finally in game 8 finally shines through.
Brady, thank you. He's gonna get comfortable, and when he does, it's gonna happen. Hey, Bino, Temple just realized who they are in the Notre Dame game. You see that call right there, Bino?
Yeah,
that's who you are.
It's so difficult to win a game like this against a traditional program. Mm-hmm.
You're not getting a power call. Not only do you not get an interference call, we're going to invent and call a blow to the head on one of your offensive linemen, setting up like a 4th and 17. Oh, well, that was a lot of fun. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. If you want to get in the hunt and in the mix with us, Notre Dame's going to hold on tonight up in Philly. As they intercept the ball, they lead 24-20. Michigan prevails tonight, 29-26, thanks to a goal line stand on two final plays. Butch Jones on Darren Kirkland tonight. He just continues to get better. Jones on Evan Berry, he had that look in his eyes. He was going to take it regardless. He catches the ball 5 yards deep tonight in the end zone and goes for a touchdown. In a game, again, where it is just so great to see Tennessee get off and blow somebody out, Russell. We needed some breathing room tonight.
Oh, yeah. And, I mean, Kentucky's horrible. That fumble return gave them some life, but it really should have been 31-7 at the half if they don't have that.
Yep.
'Cause Tennessee's going in to score. So Tennessee put up all kinds of yards. Really could have just pummeled. They did pummel them, but, I mean, they it could have been even worse.
Butch Jones, everything positive in our football team. We talk about resiliency, which nobody there has gotten to him and told him it's not a word, but we're going to stay focused. You can see the bounce in our step. I'll tell you what you can really see. What you can really see is how improved this football team is from 1 year ago. I mean, there was some massive firepower on display today.
Like the Beatles said, it's getting better all the time, Tony. They're growing up.
Yep.
Those guys keep showing up, and I think they're going to obliterate these, all these opponents here in November. I think they've got a chance to really springboard forward and come back next year with an easier schedule, more experience, more talent. I know that Tennessee fans are weary of hearing, oh, this is the turning point, because they've heard it before so much, but this feels a little bit different right now. I mean, that you saw two teams, you know, Kentucky, I mean, no, they're not a great team, but it's not your father's Kentucky either. It's not like a 4-8 Bill Curry team or anything like that. That's a 6 or 7 win football team, but they weren't even worthy of being on the same field with Tennessee tonight.
No. Tennessee looked like an elite football team tonight. You're watching that around the country. You know what you're saying?
How did those guys have a
losing record?
Yeah.
They must play in the hardest conference in the whole wide world. And we have had a very difficult schedule. There's no doubt about that.
Yep.
Back to the phones. 865-200-5402. My name is Tony Basilio. He's Russell Smith. He's starting a new venture on Monday. Tell us about it, Russell, and then we'll go back to the phones.
Yeah, so it's the same show, The Drive. It's going to be me and my buddy Richard Darty. We're doing the show from 3 to 6, our same time slot. You can hear it here in Knoxville on Fox Sports Radio Knoxville, WKGN AM 1340. From 3 to 6, online at, I'm trying to remember all this, I'm getting used to it, sportsradioknoxville.com, and on the TuneIn Radio app, if you've got that free app, TuneIn Radio, on your phone, you just, you know, click on local radio there and scroll down till you find WKGN AM 1340, you can listen on your phone. So, we're excited about it, be back on the air Monday from 3 to 6.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. You do a tremendous job, Russell. You can't keep a good man down.
Well,
let's go back to the phones.
See about that.
Let's go back to the phones. Grab our next call. Hello and welcome, Smartway Dalton Behring Hydraulic Fifth Quarter Fan Reaction. Welcome in. Hello.
Is this Tony Basilio?
This BT.
Hey, Tony, this is your favorite Doug from Jaxie. How are you?
Hey, Doug and Jaxie. It was great meeting you a couple weeks ago, man.
Oh, man. I had so much fun that weekend, except once Evan Berry returned that touchdown and we went up 14-0, it was all downhill. But I will let you know that the next weekend I drove back up and watched us beat Georgia. So that was sweet.
There you go, man.
I've been trying to get in for like the last month, but you know, everybody's been calling, but that's all good. I'm just echoing everything you've said so far. You and I are kind of right with it. I'm glad that you got rid of Jeeker really quick because, yeah, he's too negative.
That I don't need, well, up. I mean, here's the thing. We won tonight. you know, there's a time and a place for everything. You want to pick on a coach.
Yeah. Hey, look, I think he's got Jeek Jr. I bet he's going to be, you know, the one like, you know, why didn't you get, you know, he's going to probably be criticizing the high school coaches when, you know, they win by 30 points. I mean, come on now. You won by 30. You shouldn't complain about anything. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm just happy that we won. And it's like Halloween night. Did anything else crazy happen in college football? I mean, you talked about Temple almost beating Notre Dame, and then the Duke ending was just unfreaking believable. I mean, wow. But, oh, and I will tweet you a picture. You were asking about some Halloween costumes. I was Donald Trump tonight. So I'll tweet you a picture of Donald Trump.
I tell you what, man, why don't you wire me some money? Hey, screw the pictures. Hey, screw the pictures, brother. I want the real thing.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'm telling you. You know, I'm a teacher, so I don't have any of that money, especially I'm broke from going up to Knoxville 2 weeks in a row.
Like, I feel you.
2,400 miles in like 12 days, so that's kind of crazy. But, I mean, what a great night to be a Vol, you know, and like I'm just echoing what you guys said and what Russ said a minute ago. You know, I think this team is learning how to win, and you know, if you flipped our schedule and we went in reverse, you know, it's probably a different story. You know, we're probably 7-0 and talk of the country, and have learned how to win early. But you know, problem with us is we just got every year. It's like, you know, we just have this top heavy schedule. For example, I'm looking at Oklahoma State, who's now 8-0, and they talked about they have literally played nobody with a 500 record yet, which I guess they're going to get smashed soon because they got Baylor, TCU, and Oklahoma to come.
They're getting ready to pay the Piper right now. Oklahoma, get a real good look at them because the Piper's getting ready to get paid.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm just going to give a shout out to every player on the Tennessee team because, you know, I think even as us as fans, and I think you guys might agree with that, you know, with such, you know, these four heartbreaking losses that we've had for them, like, and I know Coach Jones has got a lot of coach speak, but that, you know, competitive character and that resiliency that he always talks about, those kids have got to have it. I mean, because they could have easily came in to this game, you know, still thinking about the Alabama game, and they could have came in flat. And, you know, after the, you know, the crazy play at the beginning of the game, I mean, they just dominated. And for them to do that, I mean, I think that shows a lot of character for this team and a lot of leadership. There's just a lot of good things to look forward to because there's not a lot of teams that could, you know, that could mentally come back from all these heartbreaks. And a lot of times they might lose the locker room, but they've stuck together, and that's very commendable in my opinion for sure.
Thank you, Doug and Jaxie. Great hearing from you, man, on a victorious night as Tennessee rolls 52-21. And Evan Berry told the press a few minutes ago that he thought about taking a knee before bringing it out. He said, Micah Abernathy looked at me and said, bring that ball out. And that's exactly what he did. Free Mosley is now trending. Kirkland Jr. on making key plays. You know, we're trying to make plays that we can when the plays come to us. Tennessee looked extremely veteran. By the way, Bino, a press photographer has a photo showing that Miami, before one of their, I think it was, what did I say earlier? Five or six? How many laterals did I say there was? Seven or eight laterals?
Eight.
Eight laterals. a guy's knee was down, Bino, and they replayed all of them before giving Miami the touchdown.
They had the guy came out, you know, they replayed it for about 3 or 4 or 5 minutes.
Right.
Then the guy comes out and he says, after further review, no, wait, it's still under review. He was about to announce it, and then they went back up to the booth to review it for 5 more minutes. I mean, it was Dooley-esque.
Bruce Feldman said, I watched the replay of the Miami finish with Mike Pereira. He said that the Miami block at the Duke 25 was legal, but the block at the Miami 15 by number 22 was not. Now they're saying there's a guy down, Bino, on the replay, and they missed it. And then they look at Mosley's, you gotta look at that before you eject a kid. It's one thing to call that on the field. It's quite another to go to the booth and to throw a kid out of the game after that. It's awful. Back to the phones.
Tony, is there an automatic, review process by the league, after the fact on an ejection that cost a kid a game?
I believe they...
In other words,
they had one of those...
review that.
Yeah, they had one of those overturned
yes.
earlier this year. I can't remember who it was.
It doesn't happen...
Does Tennessee have to do anything, or is that an automatic review process?
Well, they're going to appeal because they do anyway. On Sunday, they'll send they'll send their grievances to the league. Everybody does that. But surely you would think that somebody tonight will say, hey, let's look at that. Let's right this wrong before sunrise tomorrow. Let's go back to our phones. It's a great question, though. Let's go back to our phones. 865-200-5402. Again, 865-200-5402. If you want to get in with us tonight and celebrate a huge win over the Kentucky Wildcats as Tennessee beats them to death tonight, just takes a hammer and hammers them into the ground. And it's really, really fun to watch. Really, really fun to watch.
I got to go back and watch the fourth quarter. I was watching watched the end of that Miami-Duke
crazy.
Game. The Minnesota, how about that guy?
Crazy.
The stones to go for that on.
Twice.
Yeah. And
hey, you know what? I'm Minnesota. I get a chance to score there.
Yeah, why not?
Hey, I like what Kentucky did on the goal line. You get the ball on the goal line, you got a chance to put it in. Temple did it earlier. You get a chance on fourth down. Everybody did it this year, but there's... Back to the phones we go. I'm going to be a good boy tonight. Let's go back to the phones.
How about Butch going for it on that first possession? He went for it. You know, he's in no man's land.
Yes.
I believe it was right at a 50-yard field
goal.
That's
where having a kicker that's shaky from that distance could really serve him going forward. It takes the game out of his hands, which I kind of like.
But he made a nice medium-range field goal, so maybe
yes,
he's getting back on track. A lot of positives tonight for the Vols.
Back to the phones.
Tony, can I say something real quick about Doug's call?
Please.
He makes a great point in that we've failed to finish several times. We've had a bunch of gut-wrenching losses. But this team has never taken the field when they looked like they weren't ready to play. This staff has had their team ready to play. You might question Arkansas.
Yep.
There's nowhere else you can question. Plus, you've had two plays, and I know they occurred early in both games, but you had one against Georgia and one against Kentucky, just devastating turn-of-event plays that could change the entire course of a football game. Tennessee hasn't allowed that to happen in either case.
Yeah, go ahead.
That's a mental toughness to this team that I like.
I 5,000% agree. This team is so mentally tough, it's hard for me to understand or comprehend, Bino, that their record's not better. Because in all my years of watching sports, Bino, all sports across the board, 40-plus years, this is the one team I can remember whose record is not congruent with who they are. Generally speaking, your record is going to be who you are, generally speaking. This team, however, defies that. You tell me this is a losing college football team. There is no way in the world. Their effort does not say that. Generally, a team with a losing record at this time of the year is a team that's checked out. or a team that's too young to win, or a team that's maybe a combination of the two. These guys have really given it their all from pillar to post and deserve so much more. It's hard for me to comprehend that Florida is going to win the division. It's just really hard for me to comprehend that. As I go back to the phones, I'm not belaboring anything. I'm just making a point. Let's get our next call in. Hello and welcome. Smartway Dalton Bearing Hydraulic, fifth quarter fan reaction. Hello.
Hey, Tony.
Hey, welcome in.
This is Don.
Hey, Don.
Yeah, I just have watched that Miami thing about three times. Yeah, the 22, also the 48, two clear blocks in the back, not counting the one that they said really wasn't, down at the 25. I think somebody should lose their job over that, not just be fined, penalized, suspended. Of course, I'm sure they'll get nothing, but, I guess David Cutcliffe's just got enough Tennessee in him, they figure, hey, they're about to win another division. We better do something.
That's really something. I feel so sorry for him. He was asked after the game how he felt, and he said, you're really going to ask me that question, how I feel?
3 seconds on the clock. There's one where I might question, why did we kick deep? You know
what's crazy? They actually, Don, squibbed it down the field, but here's the craziest thing about how crazy college football is. Notre Dame, instead of running a play, Russell, tell them the way that game ended for people that are in their car. There's a lot of people that are in their cars right now. Tell them the way the Notre Dame-Temple game ended and how we almost had an insanely crazy finish in Philly.
So it was like fourth and one.
Pull your mic up here a lot.
It was like fourth and one, and instead of punting.
Yeah, you got to put it in your mouth.
They had it like, around midfield, and they did a thing where the quarterback drifted back and was just going to throw it up as high as he could.
Smart
to
play.
Let the clock run out.
Yep.
And the dude drops the ball.
Quarterback, nobody's around him, drops the ball.
Yeah, picks it up, throws it up high in the air. I thought it could have easily been intentional grounding.
Yeah, which gives Temple a play there if they would have blown it dead. Here's what's interesting. The ball is rolling around out there on the ground for half a second. Guys, Don, college football, because it's played by kids. Now, they're coached by these trillionaire coaches who are way overpaid, but it's still a game that's controlled and played by 18 to 22-year-old kids who are going to do unpredictable things at the craziest time, and they're things that we talk about for generations. That is what's so beautiful about the sport. It's incredible, man. It's just an incredible game.
Hey, the Pirates leading Stanford right now.
There you go.
Guys, I'm telling you, if I am another coach and I'm playing Tennessee, I will take and give Tennessee the ball to 35 every time before I will take a chance on kicking the berry.
What are they doing? I know the game's a blowout there.
Most of the game. And, of course, he had to take it 5 yards deep and run it out.
Well, we probably should enjoy that because it's probably the last time we get to see him return a kick this year.
Absolutely. I kick it to – I say you guys are starting at the 40 every time. I just kick it out of bounds at the 25-yard line. Or if I have a guy that's strong enough to get the ball through the end zone, I'm doing that. There is no way in God's green earth that I'm kicking the ball to that guy. No way. Not even close.
And when Sutton caught that punt, I knew. I said, he's going to score. And I couldn't see nothing, but I just had that gut feeling. He's taking this to the house. And it looked like Kentucky's running in slow motion once he broke it.
Don, you've been around here a while. Do you ever remember our special teams being this good in all phases, with the exception of the field goal kicker from distance? Do you ever remember it?
No. Coverage on kicks, you remember right after we had scored, I don't remember now, I guess in the second quarter, and kicked off and ran down there and just smacked that guy down to 10. I mean, no, I can't. These guys are just, like I say, Elder's the man. It's the one man you don't want to lose off this staff. He apparently knows how to get everybody. And you got to give some of it to the individuals as well. I mean, Sutton has done that. He did it against Vanderbilt. If I remember right, he did it against Bowling Green. I believe that was his second punt return this year. And then Barry's just, he's remarkable. it's not like he just fakes people out like a lot of your punt returners that can go this way and go that way. He just takes that ball, gets up ahead of steam. If you get in his way, he's going to stiff arm you to the ground and keep going.
No question. He
if
is
you don't gang tackle him, he ain't coming. Dang.
He's a physical, physical, bad dude. Don, thank you. Guys, let me ask you something here on the panel. And I'm going to ask you, we're going to do a smart way. We're going to go right now, smart way inside the huddle. GoSmartWay.net online, 8416 Kingston Pike. Everything for your home. You're going to pay your way. Be smart, buy smart. Do it the smart way. 865-200-5402 is our number. Again, 865-200-5402. And with us running a late night here and running unopposed, I want to give you an opportunity to get in. If you've tried to get in recent weeks and been unable to, you'll be able to get in tonight. Take my word for it. Trust me. After a big win tonight by Tennessee, 52-21. I've got some friends, guys, who are Georgia fans. I've got one who goes all the time to Georgia games. Okay? Was down there in Jacksonville today.
What are they doing?
He said that right there is a man at a time. It's time for Mark Richt to go. Beano, I'm going to start with you, presented by our friends at Smartway, where Smartway has everything for your home, and you can get it your way, pay your way, how much you want to pay. You can change the payments as you want, as you wish, and as you will. You're running the show at Smartway. Be smart, buy smart, save smart, Smartway. All on-time lease payments are in 2%. In-store cash credit that can be used anytime for what you want, when you want. And take advantage of their plans on cell phones. They also have cell phone repair there. The whole deal at Smartway. Beano, tonight, today, Florida threw a quarterback on the field, guys, who threw a quarter and a half, had one of the worst performances I've ever seen in my life in this league. I'm talking about, you name me a quarterback we've seen that you would call brutal, and this guy, Treon Harris, was worse today. And they still trucked Georgia. They still blew them out like they weren't even there. And I realize he had a terrible, terrible breakup here with Nick Chubb. But you know what? We've had some terrible injuries here, and we have a younger football team than they do. I mean, they're... Beano, I'll ask you, Mark Richt in Georgia, what's going to happen here?
Tony, I believe Mark Richt will walk away. I believe he will either try to get involved with that Miami opening, or he'll go on in to missions work, which will be the next step once he finishes coaching. I don't believe they'll have to fire him. I believe he'll get out of their way. I think he's one of the few guys in that profession that will know when to say when.
Burns
and
makes,
now's when to say when.
Burns makes a point tonight about our offense. Mike DeBoard looks like he's figured out Tennessee's offense. It has been lights out here since the Georgia game. They really have been very good.
Well, he's been in the press box at Commonwealth Stadium since Monday afternoon, so get a nice head start there.
So now, when do you get him in the box for the next game?
Oh,
tonight,
yeah.
As soon as you get home?
Yeah, I mean, I've got somebody up there. Dave Hart's laying out a cot right now in the Neyland press box, and as soon as you get home, yeah, you just send a board straight there.
My wife had a great line tonight. We're watching the end of that Miami game, and after that run, they interviewed the interim coach there, and he's a cool dude. And the guys, you know, talking about spilling their guts and all that stuff. He did like a great speech, and I love this game. It teaches kids about life, you know. And it was just really, it was a great speech he did. And then all of a sudden, this little greaseball looking AD type comes up to him and is hugging him, and literally jumps up into this big guy's lap and is enveloped by him. And my wife goes, "What is that, Dave Hart? Is he on the field at Miami?" This real little guy with greasy hair. You had to see it. I'm sorry. Back to the phones we go. That was really off-putting of me. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say grease ball. It slipped. But hey, it's almost midnight.
I'm with Bino on Mark Richt. I think him taking the Miami job would be a really interesting storyline. That program, you know, is historically out of control and just, you know, always cheating. And Mark Richt obviously has the righteous image, the very pious Mark Richt. Mm-hmm. I think it would be a really interesting story to see him go down there and maybe clean that thing up and
can recruit.
Yeah.
He would kill it.
His
South
alma
Florida
and everything. So yeah. There's the link there. I think it would be an interesting story.
Back to the phones we go. 865-200-5402. I'd hate to destabilize that Georgia deal.
And what happens to Georgia?
We almost have him right where we want him right now. We almost have Georgia right where we want them because with him, he's already shot his guns, so to speak.
Do they bring Kirby Smart home?
I'd love to see Kirby Dumb there. Back to the phones we go, like Charlie
Dumb.
Like Charlie Week at Texas. I love Charlie Week at Texas. We almost hired Charlie Week. Thank God he turned us down. What happened with them in Iowa State? Did they lose tonight? Have we seen a final?